secrets. Everybody's got secrets. That's, listen, when I was a kid, secrets was, you know, it was great to hear the secret, but it was a burning thing. You wanted to tell somebody. You had to tell somebody else, remember? You got a secret. You got something. Somebody's told you. Whatever you do, don't tell. There you go off to a friend, and you tell them the secret, and you tell them, whatever you do, don't tell. Well, listen, all kinds of little secrets as we're growing up. And then there's the bigger secrets. Secret Don't Tell is the name of a big book I had quoted out of dealing with satanic ritual abuse and the underground. Secret Don't Tell. You know, when the perpetrator takes a child and tells them that this is a great secret, and they are not to tell anyone, anytime, anywhere. Well, that's without question the wrong kind. Now, the issue of secrets and secrecy, we all know, is behind the conspiracy issues. We all know the shadow regime, shadow government. And everybody seems to be, well, worldwide, by the billions, I believe. They are looking for the Bilderbergers and the Trilateralists and the Bohemian Grove rituals and, well, all the things that have occurred, even in the past, but what about right now? I mean, even right now, the secrets behind government, the secrets in military, the secrets in psychiatry, the secrets in the Vatican, the secrets. What is the reason for the secrecy? The secrecy that involves, well, a plot. The issue of disinformation. The issue of telling you one thing, propaganda, all the while doing the absolute opposite. Welcome, everybody. It is now November the 15th. It's a Monday night, 6 p.m. This is Rust Is Dar, Shatter the Darkness live radio broadcast. Glad to have you with us. Welcome to all those, well, listening by satellite, listening local, listening in the, well, the internet radio worldwide. Want to say that we're glad to have so many of you that download the archives later on also. And saying welcome to all of you. Listen, 1 hour here on a Monday night, supernatural, providential. We're glad to see tremendous interaction occurring with individuals. Some people say they get this show by accident. I believe it's by the providence of God. I believe it's just absolutely God's providence. See, it's what we pray about. We pray to draw some of you in. So if you've gotten here in your view by accident, it may be the very hand of God has brought you here. So welcome to all, the victims included, and those in the shadows. Sometimes I get emails concerning those in the shadows. One wrote me the other day, said, break a leg, Dizdar. Well, I kind of did that back in May, and my leg has still been, it's about 95% right now, getting ready to do some, hopefully, some good jogging back deep woods. Even when it snows, I love it when it snows back in there. This is the week, ShatterTheDarkness.net. The title for the theme this entire week, Shadow Regime. I'm going to tell you why. One of the reasons is I believe that a shadow regime already exists. It's already out there. It's already global. It's already kind of bulging at the seams. Now, this is my personal opinion. That regime tied inseparably to the Antichrist, the false prophet. So much is in place, so much of it under the ground. Well, at least out of sight in deep, supernaturally laced secrecy. There is, as the Bible says, a secret power of lawlessness. It is the mysterium, the hidden, that which is behind the scene. I mean, that presence, as real as it is, wanting to stay in the shadows, or at least when it does begin to show itself, masqueraded. Someone standing behind the curtains. Who's that man behind the curtains pulling all the strings? Well, in some ways, we see a lot of conspiracy, investigators and journalists and radio hosts and book authors going after that shadow regime. I have no question the shadow regime, at least those in the ranks of it, will be listening this week. check out the website all the time. Some that want to hear whether or not we're going to name their names. Some want to know whether we're going to bring some new level of exposure. This week we're going to deal with doctors, military labs, those that have been placed in law enforcement, in government, in churches. The agenda, the event that will shock the world. They are here now. That's the issue. Now, again, that's going to be my opinion. That is my concrete conviction that the regime is there in place. They're right there in the midst of government, the midst of military system. But I believe they're working in many other areas. And I'm not talking about the shock troops that have been developed along the way. I'm talking about those that know what it is they are plotting and planning. The real globalists, those that understand the inception, the presence, the power that's behind, that have been given the communication and the spiritual motivation all along. I would believe that this shadow regime has operated in the basements deep in old Catholic churches, in Rome included, all through Europe. In the old places, in the undergrounds, in the high places. And the development has been progressive and broadening, and we have seen the shark fins, as we've talked about. Monday night, we're going to deal with what began in the 1940s, G.H. Estabrook's world-renowned, when I say renowned, I'm saying in the bad sense, in my view, psychiatrist, and the Mill Lab psychiatrist that sought the development, listen, of a sixth column, a hidden column of programmed soldiers. So when we talk about this today, or you hear about DARPA today, or you hear about super soldiers today, please understand something. This goes way, way back when we deal on the American side of things. But the agenda that found its way into the American system, found its way into the English or the British, the UK, among all the Europeans, obviously, deep-seated in Germany, where so much of it was spawned in the rise of the Nazis. And dear Russians, well, they're among you, and there's no question that Russian mafia and those who are eager and greedy, they're going to find themselves completely recruited by and in league with a globalist elite. A lot of those involved might by, you know, they're going to be the unwittings, but there's going to be many that are directly the wittings. Now, those are the ones that, you need to write. We have an alert line, shatterthedarkness.net. If you scroll down a little bit, you're going to see where we talk about a call-in alert line. I got a new one this weekend. And I'm not going to mention names, but I will mention that as these calls come in, I cannot call back. I cannot answer direct. It's only for you. There are whistleblowers, those in the shadows that are fearing to come out. You can call in, leave the information. I may use part of the clip, but never use your name. Don't even ask you to put your name. Now, you can leave information, and if I think if there's a name and a way to contact you, some vital issue, I will seek to contact you. Take a look at that down on the shatterthedarkness.net website. Hundreds of MP3s. We did a new broadcast over the weekend in reference to the movie Skyline. And our beeline to the biblical revelation of the abyss. So looking at Skyline, I purposely went out just, I mean, literally Saturday night, jogged on out, ran on out, got to the movie, watched it, and wanted to bring some kind of, connections in their in the analysis that was done concerning the abyss. Let me ask you again, if you haven't looked at the abyss, Revelation 9, we have 7 hours of material, right-hand side of the website, you can get free. Now, the reason that we mention it, because there's a vast, vast lack of mentioning it. Vast lack. And yet God makes this massive chapter about the opening of the abyss, a global event, literal radical evil in our faces, in the world's faces. And it's really something that, you know what, it is there, I believe, by God's grace as a preemptive communication, a preemptive warning, preemptive redemptive message. It really deals with the fact that we need to get right with God now and know that we have the Spirit of God in us before that day ever comes. For those that are looking for disclosure, for those that are believing that there is a master race out there somewhere that will cross over. Now, in some ways, I agree with the alienologists and the ufologists that there is an extra, but I believe, dimensional race. And there has been a lot of contact, specifically since the 1940s. A lot of interaction, a lot of inception, a lot of communication of ideas to the mind, sometimes the willing, witting mind, and many times the unknowing, the unwitting. There's communication going on, unleashing direction, influence, ideas that are meant to be put into place. Let me say again, anybody understanding globalism, you cannot totally understand it without understanding the spirit, the power, the force, the operating force behind its development. Bleeding throughout politics, bleeding throughout military and evolutionary development, but it will not come by vote of man. It will come by a shock and awe event that will change the world. The chaos before the new order, no doubt about it. Well, listen, take a look at Skyline, the new message we've done in relationship to the abyss, because it, you know, especially again, if you're a believer in Christ, there is a, there is clearly by the Spirit of God's revelation of that future event. I mean, we are talking about the other side. We're talking about a containment area of the most radical of radical of radical horrific eternal fixed evil. That gateway will be opened and they will come down upon the earth. For all the alienologists, for all the ufologists, for all those that are looking for disclosure, dreaming for an interaction with intelligent race that's coming to help us. Don't want to burst your bubble, but we need to tell you in advance, they're not coming to help you. And without the Spirit of God dwelling in your life, they're going to come to bring the most horrific torture and pain. You will see what it's all about. You will experience what it's all about. So the preemptive, redemptive, prophetic revelation is given there in Revelation 9. And I think that a lot of preachers ought to begin to preach on this subject. A lot of Bible studies need to be done. There's a reason why God, in His intelligence, has given us the cutting edge, preemptive, way in the in advance material. It's already occurred. I mean, as far as the material, the content. We have been given a road sign saying this is one of the events that will bring shock and awe to the world. Now, that's more midway, but we've done a brand new segment that will add to the 7 hours that we've already done. This week's Shadow Regime. How many of you out there, listen, you can write to us at shatterxmailsbcglobal.net. Let us know where, you know, what nation you're writing from, what city you're writing from. But I can imagine that most all of you listening now and those that that will download later, there's no question in my mind that you are those that understand, you know, you've been looking at, you've been listening to all those book authors and those who've done the documentaries and those who have spoken on the radio shows and those who have been communicating for years. There is something going on. Something that's causing the battles between nations. Something that involves the concept of control, globalist control, mind control, all kinds of things that involve the end of days. But I'm going to tell you right now that it is clearly and absolutely spiritual in nature. Though it shows up in our psychology, in our military, in our government and politics, well, in our classrooms now, it's going to show up in the games, Black Ops, Call of Duty. Have you seen the globalism there? There is an entity that most all listeners right now, you've never engaged directly. Maybe you have, I don't know. But this is the one behind. He is called the ruler or prince of the power of the air, a spirit. Behind the collective unconscious, behind that grid, behind that field, behind the entanglement, is a presence. Cannot be detected by sheer fallen human mind. Cannot be detected by psychic ability, remote viewing. This is beyond anything human, but not beyond God and God's explicit, selective, plotted revelation on what it is and why and the sequence of that development. If you know what God has said concerning the evolutionary development and the event development to come, well, you will have the premier, preemptive, cutting-edge insight into all of it. You'll be able to have the content by which you can say, this is that. Hey, let me give you a heads up real quick here. I had a friend send into our email concerning Russian activists disappears after exposing vaccination plans for Russia, the Ukraine, and Belarus. Now, this is Alexander, and I'm going to say the name this way, Gonchov, a Russian activist who has been exposing the globalist eugenics program. And let me tell you something. This is, he's gone missing, and so I have a friend, just HB. We appreciate you sending this in, so we're going to do what you've asked and ask everyone listening to begin to pray for the Russian activist that has been exposing the vaccination project, eugenics, and so forth among the Russians and Ukraine and Belarus. There's the heads up. Also in Ohio, if you're in Ohio, we have in Mount Vernon. I've been down to Mount Vernon. As a matter of fact, a contract agent for the FBI that engaged us gave me hundreds of files, has a multiplicity within him, was used to infiltrate underground stuff, but has also been messed up. That's where he moved to. We love him. We care about him. Maybe he's listening. But down there, we have this shutdown over this last Friday of Kenyon College, and two women, a boy and a young girl, go missing. Today, they're announcing they found the young girl gagged and bound and in the basement of a 30-year-old man's home. The two women and the boy have not been found, but now there are suggestions they are in a vehicle at the bottom of a lake or a pond. And so we need to find out, they need to find out what's behind all of this. So be praying for Mount Vernon, Ohio, and what has occurred there in the, missing, and then the one little 13-year-old girl that has been found. So put your prayers up for these kind of things. Let me tell you something. God's hand, listen, God does answer, and we need to put up the prayers. We need to be praying for victims, and we need to be looking. Don't forget Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, the series that will help you in your city. Learn how to pray, learn how to detect, learn how to find the victims and to know about covens and what to do. Monday night, we're going to talk again about G.H. Estabrooks here. Tuesday night, cold case of McMartin case, Franklin cover-up. We're going to be just delving into some of the psychiatrists and what's happened to some of these old cases. Wednesday night, the finders, missing children, a fourth generation of SRA that are being developed right now. And I want to tell you right now, it'll shock you, but by the millions, there's a fourth generation from babies all the way up to about 8-year-old. And we'll discuss that Wednesday night at 6. Thursday night, the motivation behind some of the serial killers. We'll talk about John Wayne Gacy, some of the others. Current cases that we are involved with and that we're going to ask your prayer, massive prayer concerning individuals involved in the slaughter of two teenage girls. The case has not been solved. The case has been, we have re-stepped into it in a very providential way. Friday night, those who can't, won't, those who will cover all of it up. We're going to talk a little bit about George Soros, too, skeptics, and the broader reach into Europe and Russia. What's happening in the United States and Canada, Australia? Listen, it's happening in England and it's all through Europe. When we talk about a shadow regime, that regime is to affect all these nations that I'm mentioning. It has to be able to bring collapse to sovereign nations to the point that the forcing of globalism on many of those nations that would never have done it otherwise. Now, the shadow regime, they love the secrecy. They love hiding. They love to be there in the shadows. I will give you one specific, idea anyway. And again, I know that there are those that listen. You're not believers in Christ, but you understand, we understand about the conspiracy, the shadow government, and all that goes on behind the scenes. But you've got to hear these words. There is no shadow regime without the spiritual presence that's behind it. There'll be no opening of the abyss without the spiritual presence behind it. There'll be no antichrist or false prophet without the spiritual presence behind it. Let me say to all the military folks out there, there is no Armageddon without the sheer spiritual inception, evolution, ideology, technologies, empowerment, and summoning. There is a future summoning of the top military leaders of the world coming. And they're not going to be able to handle the summons. They're going to give in to it. This is an alert for all those in military, for all those in upper branches of military, for all those who care, for all those who've been seeing the behind-the-scenes shadow regime, the development of it. Please understand, in the future, you better deal with this now, because in the future, there will be no military leader when the summons is given that will be able to resist gathering together Armageddon. There is no Armageddon without the sheer spiritual force. It is evolving now. It is developing within the shadow regime. It will crystallize as globalism is crystallized. And it is ultimately the end game, really is. People talk about that a lot, but I'm saying it from a biblical, an infinite source, the Spirit of God. The summons seen in Revelation 16 is what causes the final gathering. So it really comes down again to that spiritual, war that is going on. And I'm going to tell you right now that if you don't know the living Christ and what occurred at the cross and the power of that, if this is the part of the talk show where you turn away and you're waiting for the pieces of information, then let me tell you something. You're missing every single thing that the shadow government, the shadow regime is all about. I will say again and say all of this week, there is absolutely no shadow regime without the spiritual inception, the spiritual evolutionary development, and all the events, actions that go with it. So let's begin to touch on some of it here tonight. I want to say again, welcome, and listen, if you want to write to us, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. Let us know where you're listening from. Conspiracy, now, we all know that it's there. We all know that some of it's been uncovered. Bohemian Grove, vaccination issues, mind control, MKUltra, the Monarch stuff. But we really only are getting the tip of the iceberg, even when it comes to MKUltra and the Monarch stuff. People ask me about it all the time. And I tell them again and again and again, what we're doing is we're wading in 50-year-old material. We're going through all the old material because that's what's been given to us to look at. A lot of times when some material's given, leaked out, it can be disinformation or old information that will never lead to anything concrete. But there is clearly enough from the Freedom of Information, you know, Act information. A lot of books out there have it. And we know the conspiracy is there. Conspiracy, the idea of somebody within conspiring in a secretive way, but it involves, we understand it as, it involves something evil. It is a plot that involves, you know, hiding behind the scenes, taking advantage of others, and it involves secrecy and a hidden agenda. Now, we all understand that. Tonight, though, I want to specifically talk about G.H. Estabrooks, his involvement in that conspiracy. So let's travel back to 1947. And that's a pretty amazing time, 1947. 1940s, we got massive rituals out in the desert. Jack Parsons, the Babylon working. We've got breakthrough with alienologists and ufologists and Roswell. And there's a lot of things that occurred in 1940s, let alone the pinnacle of Nazism, the dream of a master race and a 1,000-year Reich, and its final, you know, obvious collapse at the end of the 30s, but it's spread during the 40s. During the 40s, the USA is infected. England is infected. Russia is infected. It's literally a Trojan horse. I mean, Operation Paperclip, all that kind of stuff. It really had to do with not so much just our governments getting a hold of Nazi secret science and secret intelligence and advanced weaponry or even weapons materials. It involves a conspiracy beyond the human scale. Everybody that really has been into the subject understands that at the end of the war, the Nazis, the real ones, those who understand the Black Flame, they've gone worldwide. They've had over 60 years to develop. Now, I've got an email from somebody asking me what do I know about, journalist, and I appreciate their writing to us about this. And it does involve, do I know the numbers of those who are monarchs and things like that? No, I don't. We have estimated numbers of multiples, those who have been through the projects in the millions now. And estimated when we talk about worldwide. But what we have now is the issue of second, third, and fourth generation. That this process that so many have been studying and looking at and getting into and reading about and doing books on and uncovering, the tip of the iceberg. A lot of it is the old stuff. Stuff from the 50s and the 60s. And the conspiracy that has gone worldwide, that has continued to develop, it is all about a regime. It is all about a Reich, a rule. It is all about a new order. It is all about that development. It absolutely must have political development. It has to have economic development. It has to have military development. It has to have the foot soldiers. But what I think a lot are not recognizing is that there is one singularity of spiritual presence behind all of it. Supernatural, developmental, evolutionary in the sense of its development, plotted and planned, and we have been in this frog in the kettle approach for a long time. 1947, a book is written called Hypnotism by G.H. Estabrooks. Estabrooks was the psychiatrist, world-renowned. But here's, many of you maybe have read a little bit. He's got the kindly face of an older grandfather, if you ever see a picture of him, if you do a little search. in the book that I have, and I've noticed now on the web, the book Hypnotism is like $80, $100 off the scale because you can't really get a hold of it. There's also, though, the Operation Mind Control by Walter Bulwart, and that is something you can go download, and I recommend you do. But here's the words of George Estabrooks. And let me say this, maybe again, background-wise, he's got descendants, family. And it's not about blasting a person out of the waters. It's about revealing what they have been, well, led into and what they, and it's vital to understand that there could be no Nazism, there could be no development, there could be no New World Order without, well, leaders, human beings, that the ideology and the action and the development will come through. Now, I want you to hear these words. Quote, I can hypnotize a man without his knowledge or consent into committing treason against the United States, boasted Dr. George Estabrooks in the early 1940s. Now, his book that I quote a number of times in the book I put out on the subject, it again, astounding what they found, what they know worked, what they developed back then. That's why I'm wondering why today there are psychiatrists, psychologists that are like, we don't know if multiplicity exists. I had somebody ask not too long ago, you know, well, it's a conspiracy and people don't know if it really exists. Listen, in America alone, there may be 10 million victims of that technology. Worldwide, there may be up to 100 million when you count the generations. Those in their late 50s and the next generation, next, all the way down to those who are 6 and 5. So it's vital for us to understand that it's not something that just happened once, but it's a developing conspiracy, agenda, shadow regime. Again, Estabrooks acknowledges that he himself had written previously that anyone could be thrown into the deepest state of hypnotism by the use of what he termed the Russian method. No holds barred, deliberate disintegration of personality by psychic torture. The subject might easily be left a mental wreck, but war is a grim business. Now, I've quoted that, and I've said it again and again. To hear those words, war is a grim business. In the chapter, the weaponization of this process of taking a soldier, a human being, creating the trauma that will split his core personality and create a subpersonality. The idea of a programmable, usable subpersonality. Now, if you read the book, you can read them. Listen, this is not something that we've made up. This is not about, you know, something in this, you know, conspiracy ideas. This is written content by G.H. Estabrooks when hired by military in this development. Now, he talks about the weaponization of it. He talks about creating subpersonalities in soldiers and that you can train those subpersonalities they're obviously controllable, that the main core person may not know anything. They'll stay amnesic, that you can create this, give a trigger phrase and cause the subpersonality to come forward and use them in the terms of Estabrooks as an assassin, someone that can go out and sow disinformation, someone that can go out and spy and recon and get information. I'm going to tell you what, I have met the subpersonalities on every one of these levels. I've engaged in discussion, sometimes in physical battle. Subpersonalities that were inclined to assassinate, to kill. One that had a 9mm, one that had a bayonet, one that had a needle 6 inches long. Two of which attempted to kill me. sub-personalities. One of these other ones that came to me one time, I mean, literally a sub-personality yelling at me, telling me to stay out of the business, get away from all the stuff, quit trying to uncover anything, because they want me to shoot you. I'm talking about a police officer who had sub-personalities. And one of those personalities, knowing who I was, knowing what I was all about, didn't want to kill me, but made it very clear that they, those behind the handlers and the others, they were commanding, they were telling that they're going to have to do it. Now, what I read back in the 1940s, what I read in the book Hypnotism, is pretty astounding, because what we've been dealing with since the 80s and all the way to this very day, where there are individuals that have sub-personalities and the voices inside of them, secondary persons that they don't even know about. Now listen, those sub-personalities can be used as sex slaves, drug runners, they can get up and sow disinformation. They can be trained heavily in weapons and used as assassins. They can be used in so many different ways in the military sense, but you got to understand the sub-personalities can also be from the coven sense. Sub-personalities that have been trained in coordinate remote viewing. Sub-personalities that have received non-human enhancement to project into your mind, to thrust thoughts, do telekinesis, clairvoyance, to have psi powers that may be able to, well, explode your heart or at least give you a headache. Sub-personalities that understand the ether. They understand the great universal, the field out there. Please understand that maybe not the first generation, but clearly second generation remote viewers, ones that I have engaged, they've also been created. Many of the ones, I mean, I'm just saying there are now, I would say many, that it is the sub-personality. Those working with coven ritually created multiples. Know that you have sub-personalities that are able to astral out. Engage in a kind of spiritual, psychic warfare, sexuality, attack, influence, retrieving information, monitoring. The abilities are really quite incredible, but the source... And because of that source, it involves the transmuting of a human being. Now, Esther Brooks, all the way back there in 1947, discussing in that chapter what I believe he did was leak information, that he gave too much information out there. Maybe that's the reason why it's very hard to get a hold of that book and look at his material, to see in his own definitive words the military weaponization of that process. Now, one thing I'm going to tell you tonight, and I'll give some more quotes out of the book and material, and some of the others that have written about it, but specifically from his book alone. George Estabrooks clearly believed that there was a need. Now, listen, we're going back to 1947. That there was a vast need to create many soldiers in every single branch of U.S. military who had sub-personalities that the main core person didn't know about, that could be summoned, triggered, to be used in assassination, in covert work, and in whatever it was they needed. He believed in creating a sixth column. Back in 1947. So we have what now? 63 years since that. Where did he get his information? Where did he get the idea? How did he know that the Koreans knew a little bit about this? The Russians did. Clearly the Germans. You got to understand, back there in 1940s, Operation Paperclip, I mean, they were bringing the scientists over. They were wasn't just the United States. We got to understand that, and I'm speaking, I guess, now to military leadership. Trojan horse. What came with the technology was the spiritual presence behind it. The agenda of that technology goes way beyond the temporary weaponization of that process. All the way to remote viewing. Part of the development for future super soldiers that is only one link in the chain of the development that leads, well, to the past, into a operative presence, and into the future. That chain leads already all the way to Armageddon. The link is clearly there. So if you're listening tonight and you're military, if you're listening tonight and you are an individual, chosen one, you've got sub-personalities. Listen, we've got a couple of individuals, and all the ones I'm talking about had military background. They've got sub-personalities out of control. In our own locality, they have slaughtered and killed for their own spiritual development, their own spiritual empowerment, for their own human enhancement. And they'll do it again. That's part of one of the cases that we're involved with. And let me tell you something, that when you go looking, you got to understand the spiritual warfare component. And I'm going to say right now, I believe that there are those in military, those in law enforcement, those in the feds. They simply do not understand the spiritual component, how real it is. When I used to teach in the academy a little bit, I'd have officers ask me that in occult and satanic crimes, well, they'd say, Russ, what do you do to protect yourself? That's when I was allowed to tell them about Christ, spiritual authority, spiritual warfare. I'm going to tell you right now, I can't tell you how many officers would come to me behind the scenes to talk about their concerns, fears, and desire for prayer against what they believed was spiritual forces working against them. Now, let me give you one quote out of one thing I picked up today, and I don't have... on this sheet anywhere to go as far as giving you who it came from. And part of it comes straight out of the book on hypnotism by G.H. Estabrooks. And you can read new books that have been put out on brainwashing and others that deal with, again, how he operated like Cameron. And so I will say to psychiatrists and psychologists in your field, Canadian psychiatrist Colin Ross and others have written books like the CIA Doctors, referring to the CIA psychiatrists. You got to understand, back in the 40s, psychiatrists were pulled in. They operated all the way to Jolly West, Dr. Jolly West and Dr. Oren, both co-founder of the False Memory Syndrome Foundation there in Philadelphia. Why do we have mind control specialists that know what it is to create subpersonalities and keep them hidden and secretive that the main core person is not supposed to know about? You know how many times I've dealt with one of these individuals when the core person is beginning to find out about the subpersonalities? And the subpersonality is coming up saying, let's call the main person Joe. And they'll come up and say, Joe's not supposed to know this. Joe's not supposed to know anything about us. Joe's not supposed to know about the agenda. Joe's not supposed to know that he's been used to kill or to infiltrate or to be used in the future for great harm and great destruction. Pretty amazing to me that I have people that sit in front of me. I end up talking to numerous subpersonalities. Now, they're going to psychiatrists and psychologists, and I tell them, why aren't you talking? Now, this has happened over the years. And I'll say, why don't you talk to your psychologist, your psychiatrist that you've been ordered to see? I'm asking the subpersonalities, why aren't you talking to the psychiatrist Why aren't you talking to the psychologist? And again I hear these things. Well, they don't believe in our existence, or they don't know how to help us. So the idea of subpersonalities many times is, what's the use? What's the use of telling them when they're going to just totally dis... Like, we have a major psychiatrist in our area. In one of the psych wards, he operates in a number of hospitals, and has written material in a book on therapeutic, you know, psychiatric treatment for DID. And this is a guy that in this area thinks hypnotherapy needs to be used on subjects of multiplicity, because the information by the subpersonalities is all delusionary and needs to be covered up, needs to be shut down. We're not supposed to believe it. We're not supposed to listen to it. We're not supposed to let them. As a matter of fact, one of the psychiatrists in this area actually said while I was there at one of the conferences, don't talk to the subpersonalities because that gives them strength to remain. And the subpersonality's response is, this person's an idiot. This person is absolutely, a dimwit. Subpersonalities, especially those priestesses and others that really know their stuff, are going to look at that psychiatrist as a real idiot. They're not going to come out even bother talking to them. And little personalities will, you know, they're just simply going to be heard and realize that this person. And that's why I'm going to say to psychiatrists, psychologists, haven't you read about Cameron? Haven't you read about G.H. Esterbrook's world-renowned psychiatrist, author of many books? Haven't you read the materials here in his book, Hypnotism? See, why did it take the DSM-3, the DSM-4, why did it take the diagnostic manuals of the American Psychological Association and worldwide to eventually deal with the cases of humans coming in that were saying, I have dreams, I have voices, conversations. Literally, I have dozens of subpersonalities inside of me. I don't know where they come from. I don't know why they're here. Now, since the 80s, now the 90s, I've tried to read every single book by secular psychiatrists, by doctors, by Christian authors, by the victims themselves. The one thing's clear among all the literature, that it does exist. That even the diagnostic manuals are very clear now. That multiple personality disorder or dissociative identity disorder, it not only exists, there's not only a diagnostic testing for it and some suggested treatment models. Not only is that true, but there are counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists all across America, Canada, Australia, England, Germany, Europe, that are involved in cases. There are military soldiers in their 40s and late 50s that have found out they had subpersonalities, that they've been on missions they've never known before, that they had missing time. There are subpersonalities that will explain to me what they did and in the ritual coven what they've done. They will explain to me the twilight ancient languages, the presence of the demons, the communication and development of the underground. They will explain to me the process of the bloodline and the genetics and the desire for Nephilim blood and Nephilim development. This has been going on for over 25 years. And it hasn't come close to stopping. This is not like the flu epidemic that comes on for a while and goes away. I want all of those who have been working with DID, MPD, SRA victims like this. I would love to have military psychiatrists. I would love to have psychiatrists and psychologists, pastors and others, maybe even respond. I'm going to tell you again that what we're talking about has roots all the way back to the 1947 book, Hypnotism, by a world-known, but I think evil individual, used in the development of the transmuting of humanity, who, whether knowingly or unknowingly, unleashed some of the ideology, some of the goals, create these kind of hypnotized, programmed soldiers, and have them in every single branch of U.S. military. And they've had 63 years of this development. That's why I'm telling you again that those who have the subpersonalities, those who have this technology to take the core of a human being, create subpersonalities with programming, only to be handled by those who've created. See, the program's personalities, they have to have a handler. They've got a splitter, they've got a programmer, they've got a handler. Sometimes they're all the same person. But it involves not one, not two, not even just U.S. military. Do you understand this involves Russian military, all of Europe, all of the U.K., Australia? Do you understand this has gone worldwide? I don't have time now, but I've talked in the last number of sessions in the series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, calculating the statistics since 1947, there may be 100,000. 100,000. Now, Friday night, some of you tuned in, and it wasn't a live show. It was a replay of last week. Friday, I was off down in another city far away from here. I was engaging a law enforcement agent, former law enforcement agent, who has subpersonalities, has everything that I'm talking about, knows about everything. I dealt with this person for years. I've listened to the languages of subpersonalities, their abilities to, you know, inside one person speaking four or five different languages. I've engaged the cult-oriented ones, the Psy Warrior ones, those who knew the deep powers, those that had demonization, those who know the agenda, those who know the coming agenda. And so I'm sitting there far away from here, once again going over, once again talking about the bloodline, the Nazi-German connection, all the way back to the 30s, all the way back to the 40s, Lebensborn, creation of a master race. This is leaked out into psychiatry, psychology, leaders that were recruited by U.S. military, Britain's military, European and Russian, Canadian and Australian militaries. Those militaries have been sold a Trojan horse. There's been a deep infiltration. The inception, the fallen cherub, they have no way to detect, no way to understand, no way to know that layered below the soldier subpersonalities, the spy personalities, layered even deeper, are highly empowered personalities that are operative and direct, well, creation of the shadow regime. They all know about the shadow regime. They all know about shadow government, shadow military. They all know about a secret power. They know about a regime in place that was clearly aligned for the birth of the Antichrist, the development of the false prophet, laced in supernatural dark secrecy. It is worldwide. Now, what we've seen leak to the politics, to the military, to all these places, what we've seen leak into all these places, well, you and I, we've only seen literally the tip of the iceberg. And when we see more and more and more of the tip of the iceberg, is because they're bulging at the seams to have their agenda come. They're having those that are trying to get out of that mind-controlled, soul-controlled regime. That's why there's so many victims showing up. By the millions, folks. By the millions. And anybody can go back in the tracking of the information on, well, the psychiatric and military sides. The idea of Monarch and MKUltra and Phoenix and all the other projects. Please understand, most of all of the information is first-generation information. Most everything everybody's reading, and even most of what we have put out in these last 2 years, is first-generation, older material. Take a step down to the second generation. Take a step down to the third generation, those in like 20 to 26 years old. That's right, programmed subpersonalities in hundreds of thousands in your land. Now take a step down to the fourth generation. Is it still occurring? See, for those that have come in the first generation that are in their 50s now, late 50s now, and you know that it all began with you in the late 40s, at the least at the 50s, and the parents that were giving up their kids talked into this process, and the children have been sold off to become super soldier saviors for your nation's future war. There's an agenda beyond the agenda. That first crop by the millions have shown up in all these nations I've mentioned. They are numbered in the millions. And there's even more that have never shown up at a psych ward, at a counseling center, at a hospital, you know, somewhere where they're seeking help. The majority of psychiatrists and psychologists and counselors and pastors and helpers in this field are dealing with first generation, maybe second generation people. Some, very few, third generation, and very few, fourth generation. All this last year, the fourth generation, they've been birthing them. Deeper level of ability to create a non-detectable super soldier. We're at the end of the hour. The music is here. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. And my dear friends, we hope you come in tomorrow night at Tuesday at 6. Hey, keep us in your prayers. Keep us in support. God bless. Good night.